I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Yeah. Woo, Sarah. Sound good.
We sound really good.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. You think Zach Brown's going to ask us to go on the road with him?
Yeah, or stop playing his music. I think it's one or the other. Could be the last one.
Probably more likely the last one than the first.
Yeah. Well, there's other fried songs we could choose from. We just chose him first, so you're welcome, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Zach. A privilege to be part of the Fried Podcast.
Free publicity.
Yeah.
For
I know.
Zach.
Every week he gets a play from us.
I actually know his manager, so I asked him. I was like, "Do you think that can we have Zach on the podcast or whatever?"
Right.
And he was like, he's like, "I love you. I would do anything for you." He's like, "But literally, we cannot find time for Dan Rather right now."
Oh, my gosh.
Dan Rather's been trying to get an interview with Zach Brown.
That's hilarious.
And they could not find a time. And he was like,
"Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I believe it.
Your podcast might be lower on the list.
It's right below." So after he gets Dan Rather, we're like, get that next phone
call.
We're
below Dan Rather, but above Letterman.
Well, Dan's getting up there, so he might, maybe this year will be our time after he passes. And it's we'll just move up a notch.
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah. Or if Dan just cancels.
Yep. Maybe he'll forget.
We'll be the backup. Maybe he'll forget.
Well, he's getting up there. Love you, Dan Rather.
Yeah.
He's not listening.
He's not.
What's going on with you, Sarah? What's new?
This week I've been in town, so it's nice to not have to go on the road this week.
Well, the last we spoke, you were doing a little something with Mr. Dennis Miller.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
We were in Illinois, and that was so much fun.
Right.
Because I haven't really been around. I've done Schaumburg.
Yeah.
Just opened for Bobby Lee there, though. And then I've done that other, the other club that's across from the racetrack. Do you know that one?
In close to Chicago area?
Yeah, it's an outdoor.
Oh.
It's an hour outside of it. It's a real small.
I feel like I should know. It's
club
involved, but I do not know it.
Anyway, I've done
that.
Well,
Dennis Miller was fun.
But Dennis, that was amazing. We were at this, the first place we were was St. Charles, Illinois.
Yep, I've been there.
And, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, how fancy are you? It's a cute little town. There's this place called the Arcata Theater.
Oh, I've not done the theater there. There used to be a club there back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, it's no longer there.
Oh, well, gosh.
Comedy
know so
Forum
many
is what it was.
Comedy what?
Forum.
Oh.
Yeah.
A forum of comedy?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They had I don't know if it went with it, but the theme, there was a guy dressed like Shakespeare with a column, and they called it the Comedy Forum. I'm like, I guess that's a forum.
Yeah, because Shakespeare and comedy definitely go together.
I don't know if that works. But it's not there, but I have been.
Yeah.
But what, you were there doing which one, though? Which theater?
The Arcata, which
Arcata.
I guess has been around since the 20s. Charlie Chaplin used to perform there all the time, and Joan Rivers shot her last special there, and Don Rickles performed there all the time. And
now Sarah Tiana.
And now me. Here was me. It was more Dennis. I wasn't necessarily on the marquee.
No, but you were on the stage.
I was.
That's how we also count Hollywood Bowl.
That's true.
I'm counting it.
You're counting it. So it was a pretty awesome venue, and the shows were great. But upstairs in the theater, they had this old speakeasy that they had just built. But literally every single thing in there was from the 20s.
Cool.
So they had Charlie Chaplin's old hat in there, and they had a Charlie Chaplin room with this old movie camera that would have shot his movies, which was, took up half the room.
Oh, I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and then, it was just the most beautiful
cool.
place. One of the most beautiful venues I've ever seen.
I liked the 20s. I wasn't there, but,
Yeah, I liked my 20s, yeah. Didn't love them.
I liked my 20s, too.
And then after that, we went to Joliet, Illinois.
Yes, Joliet.
And so that was another theater there, the Rialto, and that was awesome. Both of them were awesome.
All that Dennis Miller gig.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he was great, obviously, and he was really sad because he's from Montecito, which is where the mudslides have happened.
Oh God.
So he was pretty down from that. But
is that the same spot where the fires were? I mean, roughly, right? That's, which is why there was a mudslide, because all the vegetation burned off, and now it got wet, and it just...
The ground gets loose and then dries up, and then when it rains, then it...
So I think our buddy Brad had a place not too far from some of those fires that was going on, so...
Yeah.
One of us should check in with
him. With Brad?
Make sure he's fine.
Okay.
I should be all right.
We'll text him. See how he's doing.
You know, we're supposed to start these things with personal questions. And
I know.
I guess we've been...
we keep not doing
sometimes
that.
Sometimes we do, sometimes
we don't. But I was talking to my boyfriend about this the other day, because I was like, you know, we don't have a song.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah? And I was like, well...
We have all of the songs.
I feel like... Yeah. I was like, we need to, like... We should have one, you know? Mm. Like, what's our song? And
do you have one in mind for you guys? I mean, is there one that you were going to suggest?
We were thinking that it, well, we know some art. We were like, this year we've seen Garth Brooks, Billy Joel, and Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Oh, my God.
So out of those three, we feel like we should pick something from them, since they're like kind of our first concerts.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen was our first concert together. It was probably like our second or third date.
What, you know, he's got so many songs. Which one would you choose from that catalog if you...
I don't know Bruce Springsteen's catalog enough.
Good, because I was hoping you'd have... I don't
I have
either.
No
Most
idea.
Most of them are like Anthony-type things. Like, yeah. So I don't know if a good love song...
I mean...
Do you know any good love songs? Ernie's like, no.
Bruce Springsteen love songs, yeah.
I'm sure there's people yelling at the...
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But I don't know. I mean, I was like, probably something from Garth Brooks, you know. Like,
yeah.
The
He's
dance, or, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't even know. I don't know what's... Sometimes
Friends
you're
in low
like,
places.
Yeah, that's very romantic.
Don't worry, honey. It could be worse for both of us.
The song about someone showing up at a, like, wedding, right? And, like, ruining
right,
the...
Black
or, like,
yep. Oh, man.
What about you?
So, I've had some in the past, you know. I remember the very first girlfriend I had.
Why are you doing that in quotes?
Because it was like... Well, back then, you didn't call them girlfriends. You just said, we're going together.
We're going together.
But we never
yes.
went anywhere.
Yeah.
You just said, we're going together
My
now.
My parents used to say that all the time. Where are you going? We go together.
We're going together.
Well, where? Yeah, we couldn't even drive.
What do you
drive.
Mean, where?
We couldn't drive anywhere.
Yeah, back to school tomorrow, I guess. Yeah. So my first going with friend, female girlfriend, Jody Cook. Hello, Jody. First girl I kissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And so we were a couple, I guess, for like a good month.
How old were you?
This would have been fifth grade.
The 20s.
Yeah.
Fifth grade.
Still fifth grade, 21. I was in the fifth grade then. But no, like fifth grade, I think, fifth grade. Yeah.
Okay, and so.
And our song.
You and Jody.
Was Islands in the Stream.
Oh.
That is what we were. No one in between.
No one in between.
How could we
go wrong?
Be wrong, yeah.
Be wrong.
Yeah.
Sail
so
away with
me to another world, and we'll rely on each other. Ha-ha. Yeah.
Wow, we're really, we should
knew that.
Sing that as a duet.
Next time.
Nashville.
Jinx.
Oh.
You hear that, Nashville? We're coming for you.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be in Santa's Pub, me and Sarah. We're singing.
Doing a karaoke tour.
I feel like we could.
Oh, my God.
That was one, Islands in the Stream.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first one. But I probably had a couple since then. I just don't really remember them. One that should have happened with my first fiance.
First.
I've had two. One I actually got married to. The other one I did not. Uh-huh. But first fiance. It should have been Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. That was so perfect for us. We can go on together. With Suspicious Minds.
With Suspicious Minds.
That's it. So yeah, so you, I have had them. You gotta get one.
Do you have a suggestion? I need a.
Well, you said
maybe,
Garth. You said Bruce.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. So for Billy Joel,
this should be something that maybe I don't know. It's gotta happen organically or naturally. But you guys did go to those concerts.
I mean,
what was the first date? What a concert? Your first like we're gonna go on a thing that feels like a date. Maybe we didn't get to call it a date. No one calls them dates anymore.
We went to Dave and Buster's on our first day. Our second date was to a Clippers game. Oh, no. Our second date was bowling.
Okay.
And then we went to a Clippers game, and then
So bowling would have been the first one, possibly. Like that you felt like it was a day you were on a date,
yeah.
Maybe. Was there any music playing in the background that you just
at the bowling
remember?
Alley?
I mean, there's got to be something. Well, you went to Dave Buster's. Maybe a Dave Matthews song.
Oh, yeah, 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 exactly.
Answer Amen. Marching, that's your song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I always like that she's got a way or she's always a woman.
Oh,
but, like,
yeah.
I feel that's like those belief. Are about me and not about us.
Right. Well, I was going to suggest Sarah Smile, but that'd also be just about you.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about, like, yeah. What would a terrible song? Well, like,
do you want to say what's his first name? Are you
Chris. Allowed?
Okay, so Chris. Is there a good
yeah,
Chris song?
Sarah and
out there?
Chris.
Is there a Chris
song
out there?
There was a Zach and Sarah, which, you know, somebody used to like, but I never ended up dating a Zach. Brown, hello.
Hello, write it, buddy. What are we waiting on, man?
You know, I know. I mean, I used to see him like twice a week because I went to the coffee house he performed in.
Zach Brown?
Yeah. In
because we're both from the same area-ish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I went to college, I lived in Douglasville, which is where he's been. I think he was even married back then.
Right.
And, of course, I dated the other guy. idiot.
Hey, you know what? What can you do? I'm sure Jason Mraz's sister is saying that about her right now. No. Because I dated his sister for
college. Oh, you dated Jason Mraz's sister?
Yes. Candace. Hello, Candace.
Candace, was her last name Mraz?
It sure was.
Wow, that's such an...
M-R-A-Z,
That's such a weird... That must have been so hard growing up.
But Mraz.
How do you spell... You know.
Yeah, are you from Mr. Is this Mr. Arizona?
Yeah, Mr. Az, yeah.
Well, there was Mr. Az.
There's this girl that I went to high school with, and her name was Amy Guess. And people would always ask her what her last name is, and she'd be like, Guess. And I'm like, just tell me. Just,
yeah, that got to be... Oh, man, poor girl.
Yeah.
Well, Reap wasn't fun either.
Reap wasn't fun?
I mean, that's a weird one. Reap.
Reap.
Yeah, most people spell R-E-A-P.
Oh.
You know, like you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
I go, no, it's like creep without the C. I mean, it's, either way, it's not good.
Called anything like creepy reapy?
I sure did. And here's one I'll never forget. And I'm afraid to even tell you because I don't want people saying it to me as a joke later. Like, oh, I heard that one episode. Remember when you said that?
I'm one
like,
episode,
yeah, why
one
did I do that? Well, here it is.
What is it?
You ready?
Yeah.
Jonathan Reapy, sitting in his teepee, drinking his pee-pee. Okay, first of all, my last name is not Reapy, so you're stretching it right there. Right off the bat, I'm not liking it, because it's not me. It's not funny, because it's not true. I mean, I love teepees.
I would drink a teepee. I would drink a teepee, and I would sit in my pee-pee.
Now, if you just switch it to Pepsi, John Reap. In his DP drinking his Pepsi. Okay,
yeah.
I get that a little bit, but still, it's not Reapy, it's Reap. Anyway, Tiana, that's a good one. You got like a crown on your head.
Well, Tiana is my middle name.
That's your middle name, that's right.
So, Haynes is my last name. You know, so everybody was like, the underwear. Yeah, that's... lots of jokes about the underwear.
Tatty Whitey's.
Yeah, or Haynes Her Way, you know, all that kind of thing. And then, nobody does it like Sarah T. Then I would get that.
Nobody does it like Sarah T. Is that Cookie?
Sarah Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course, made my dad very upset because he's a Pepperidge Farm guy.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Wow, look at this.
Yeah, no.
We're going deep.
Nobody.
This is like Inception.
Like Sarah
Lee.
T.
Yeah.
You still said Lee.
I did say Lee. Sarah T.
Yeah.
Aaron?
That's actually,
excuse me.
That's actually a common misconception of what the slogan is. It's nobody doesn't. Like
doesn't
Sarah.
Like you're right.
Is that right?
Yeah. So nobody doesn't like Sarah T.
But does anyone do it like Sarah T? I mean, maybe they're Sarah T.
That's much better. Doesn't like Sarah T.
That's way better.
And that might be true, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people that don't like me.
I haven't asked everybody.
Well, that's true.
But
I think you're similar. It's not like anybody doesn't like you.
Nobody. Yeah, but. Here's what
nobody
we should
doesn't
do.
Like Johnny Reap.
Reap, hey, pee with his pee pee. Someone should write this. This could be your not maybe like you have your own brand now.
Okay,
like Sarah Lee, but Sarah T.
Uh huh.
And it's like no one does it like Sarah Lee except for Sarah T. Kind of does it like Sarah Lee.
Yeah, maybe. That I mean, way maybe my logo could be like Sarah Lee's logo.
But that's right. Kind of like Sarah Lee. Oh, my God.
Nobody doesn't hate
Did you just have a new special? Is that something you want to talk about right now?
Oh, I taped it. It hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
I think we talked about it.
Yeah, but I've been seeing, like, video clips or something.
You have? Oh.
I felt like I have.
It's possible.
Pretty sure it was you.
I haven't seen them, probably.
What? Okay, we'll talk about
it. Who knows? I don't know if Comedy Central's starting to, like, promote it. But usually they would say, here's the clip that we're promoting.
Yeah.
Because they asked me which stuff I didn't want in it, and I was like, I don't know.
No, it's I think this network was doing it. Like someone from All Things Comedy was putting out a...
They were showing clips from like an old, just like a video, like just old clips of... Just
I like thought maybe that's what it was. Like it was...
Yeah, no. It's just shot cool in black and white.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was at
that theater that's in black and white? The Charlie Chaplin one that you were just in? That would make sense. Everything's from the 20s?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's some show that they do at the Virgil now, but they used to do it. Like, Hardwick used to do it all the time, and, man.
You want to call my mama real quick?
Yeah, let's call your mom.
Do you want to play the intro music? Because I have the thingy.
Yes.
We can make all this happen together as a team.
Finally.
Yeah.
We are
so
really
here's what
rolling.
We'll do is, like, you'll play it real quick, mm-hmm. and then hand it back to me, and I'll call my mama. And we'll see if she's got a Betty Boobies review. I keep messing it up. But I wonder what it's going to be. Aaron, you want to make a guess?
Ooh.
Before you'll play it, and then, yeah, go ahead. Do you want to make a guess?
I can tell you stuff that's out right now if you want.
Okay. That might be fun. I like doing this beforehand stuff.
So, yeah, I know. What's it going to be? Josh Wolf's wife actually has a movie coming out on Friday called Forever My Girl.
Yes.
And I read the script, and it is, I mean, his wife wrote it and directed it, and it is so good.
I auditioned for it.
Yes, I did too.
And neither one of us earned it. Thank you very much, Josh Wolf.
So anyway, it doesn't come out on Friday, and nobody cares about it. But yeah, no, I'm very excited to see it on Friday. So anyway, that opens this week. So let's see. Now playing is Jumanji.
The last one she did was Downsized.
The Post.
Okay. Jumanji, The Post.
The Post, The Greatest Showman is out. I'm looking at things that I think Last Call Pitches, do you think she did that?
No,
Darkest Hour.
Pitches sounds too much like Bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And that might.
Darkest Hour.
Mm.
Three Billboards. I, Tonya. Ooh. Molly's Game. The Shape of Water, which I saw. And it's. Amazing.
Okay, all right, we're going to talk about that next. At some point, we're talking about that because I saw it.
Did you see that, Aaron?
Okay. Yes, I did.
It's one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen.
All right.
Lady Bird.
Do you want to make a guess? I'll guess last since it's my mom.
Okay.
So, Sarah, if you want to just take one of those,
I'm gonna guess Lady Bird.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of cursing in it, but I don't think it's well advertised.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say three billboards.
Three billboards. You would think that would be well advertised.
It's one of my favorite
movies
this year.
At least three billboards.
By far one of my favorite movies this year.
They should have more billboards. I would have known about it. I'm going to say Jumanji.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's get.
Want to see a movie but don't know what to do? Go to Betty Boo for your movie reviews.
Way to go, Beatrice.
Awesome.
So beautiful.
It really is. Let's see if Mama wants to give us a boobies review.
Boobies.
Everybody remember their picks? Okay.
Oh, maybe she saw 50 Shades. I'm just kidding.
No, I've already seen that.
She heard us.
Yeah.
Whoops, sorry about that.
I saw that last year, I think, but 50 Shades Darker. No. Not yet.
All right. I didn't know that you'd seen that, and nor did I want to know that.
Miss Betty, if you want to call me later and tell me
how
that
was. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I haven't seen either of them. She's seen that one.
Yeah.
How are you, Miss Betty?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And I'm sitting here next to your very handsome son.
Oh.
And we were just talking about his first kiss. So make sure you listen to this episode.
Yeah. Mom, do you remember a girl named Jodie Cook?
Blonde with big eyes.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what she was going to say.
She was, I'm telling you, fifth grade back then. Her eyes were the same size.
She just said she saw 50 Shades Darker, so I was like, I didn't know what she was going to say.
Mama!
I was hoping it was going to be. I'm glad it was eyes.
But yeah, Jodie Cook was, kind of like my first kiss. And so our song was Islands in the Stream by one Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
There you go.
What was, do you and David have a, who's now my friend on Facebook, by the way, your daddy.
Oh, that's right.
I know. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have told you about that.
This is a great episode.
Do y'all have a song? Do you guys have a special song?
Wait, Mom, before you answer, like, can I make a guess of who it might be?
Ooh.
You can make a guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am going to guess that I don't know the song, but I will say the band and artist would be Big Hairy Deal in the Galaxies.
Yes.
What?
No, we didn't. No.
Man, Miss Betty is getting into this podcast.
She's so good.
She's
going to
take
your
spot.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
What is that band, Big Hair?
Well,
what?
Mom, I'll let, we did the episode where we did it on our own, you know?
Oh.
One of the things we talked about was this local band.
Oh,
and
right,
their
right.
name was, is this dude named Harry Deal.
Yeah.
And so every time, and he was like a local, and it was Harry Deal and the Galaxies, right? So anytime as my parents were dating, you know, one of them would say, it's like, well, Big Deal. My mom would go, Big Harry Deal. Big Harry Deal and the Galaxies. And it just got bigger and bigger. So that's why I guessed that, but I was incorrect.
Harry Deal.
Yeah.
So funny.
Mother, what is your,
what
do you
is
have
it?
A song?
Actually, we didn't have any one song, but we did like any beach music, shag music, because
yes.
we love the shag.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, look at Aaron's face. I love this. Aaron, did you know that shagging was also a type of dance? I know.
No, I know the Austin Powers definition.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hooking up.
I remember the movie Shag with Ricky Lake. Do you remember that movie?
Are you kidding
me? Jonathan was in it.
I was in that movie.
What?
Oh.
I said I was in that
what?
Movie.
That's you right. were in that movie?
Not just me. My dad and my brother, my cousin Holly. Mom, did you go?
No. I stayed and played on the beach.
Yeah. Okay, so. As a kid, growing up, we would go to the beach all the time, Myrtle mm-hmm. Beach, South Carolina. They happened to be filming that film, Shag, mm-hmm. when I was there. I think maybe I was in the eighth grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was, he went to go get some Krispy Kreme donuts, mm-hmm. and he saw a sign, would need an extras
mm-hmm.
for this movie. And he came in one day, he's like, we're all going to be in a movie. We're like, what? Yeah, we're all going to be in a movie. Let's go. And we get in the car, and we were all extras in the movie Shag.
Amazing.
Stood around all day.
Yeah.
You know how it being that. It's not what you think as a kid. You're like, this is going to be great. Well, first of all, it puts us in a hotel room where we just hang out mm-hmm. with a bunch of other people we don't know, and it's mm-hmm. hot, and you know, it's just nasty. They cut my hair to make me look like a 1950s or 60s kid, which I hated.
Yeah.
And that was that last dance scene that we're all in together.
The giant
my dad almost got in a fight with a guy. Because it was hot, and he had like a wife beater and a Hawaiian shirt,
uh-huh.
and my dad's like, taking his Hawaiian shirt off.
Yeah.
And some other guy who doesn't work for the film goes, sir, you have to put that shirt back. I was like, do you work here? He's like, I'm not putting that shirt back on.
Uh-uh.
Well, it's continuity. He goes, I don't care.
It's
you
hot.
You make me put this shirt back.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
me.
Like,
yeah.
It was like, okay,
pay
take
me to
it,
put it
easy,
on.
Dad. Yeah. But I remember watching that later on in life after it came out on VHS,
uh-huh.
and I watched that dance scene in slow motion. It took forever just to see if I could find us.
And
I found my legs.
You found your legs.
I think I saw my legs. I think. I can't.
Could you still pick them out?
I don't know. Maybe.
I bet I could pick them
out. How? I bet you could. Mama. But yes, there you go. So
do I
remember the movie Shag?
Yeah.
You dang right I do.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I'm putting it on IMDb. I don't care what they say.
Mia.
Now, Aaron, it's a type of beach dance that was popular in the South. Like, you know, it's like beach music, shag music. Yeah.
Come on,
weird,
Aaron.
Isn't it? Yeah. You learned something today.
I have, yeah.
That's what the Fried Podcast does.
It's educational.
It learns you. All right, Mom. So we all have our little guesses of what you saw. And, I mean, should we just let her get to it, or should we tell her our guesses?
No, let her get to it.
Okay,
then we
Mom.
Can tell her what our guess.
Thumb roll, please.
Well, we have seen a lot of movies in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen The Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm.
The Commuter.
Okay.
Darkest Hour. And All the Money in the World.
Whoa, okay. Mm. Wow.
So I'm out.
A lot. So are all of us.
Nope. I think one of you picked one of those. No? Mm-mm. Okay.
So I picked all wrong. You picked Jumanji.
I picked Jumanji.
I picked Lady Bird.
Oh, that's right.
And then...
Yeah, and I did Three Billboards.
Yeah.
I thought someone said something about The Showman, The Greatest Showman.
I said it was out.
That's what it was. All right. So Mother, which one were you going to review for us today?
Well, I think I'm going to do The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
All right.
Now, this is the guy from Wolverine.
I'm excited, yeah.
Yes, Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
He played the part of P.T. Barnum.
Okay.
Boy.
And Zac Efron was in it, and Zendaya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zendaya played the part of the circus trapeze artist with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know until after we got in there that it was a musical, and we thought, ugh, at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we really enjoyed it.
Okay, so it grew on you.
Yeah, it tells of a young Phineas T. Barnum's life as a child and as an entrepreneur, museum owner, circus producer, and entertainment producer. His father was a tailor, and while fitting a rich man for a new suit, he met this rich man's daughter named Charity. And
interesting choice.
As time goes on, they fall in love and secretly meet and keep up with each other through the years. And years later, they marry. And when they marry, the Charity is played by Michelle Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two daughters. And he manages to, they're living just paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in and out of jobs. And he manages to get a loan to open up a museum of oddities, but it starts to fail. Then one of the, he's inspired by the little person, later known as Tom Thumb.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to start a show of that focuses on all the unusual looking folks.
Right.
Like Bearded Lady and the Black Brother and Sister Trapeze Artist and Tom Thumb.
Yeah.
And he gets the loan, and they do this, and people just love it.
Mm-hmm.
But P.T., he came from, he was, his dad, even though he was a tailor, they lived like very poor people. In fact, he ended up living on the streets. And he just couldn't get over the fact that he wanted approval from all the upper crust society. Uh-oh, hold on a minute. Hear my alarm go.
Yeah, see, her, she has.
Hold on just a minute.
She got, my mom has to take eye drops every, I don't know, hour or so. So she sets her alarm on her phone to go off when it's time to put the drops in and then to take them back, to sit back up. So she lays down and puts eye drops in. Mom, do you need to go put those eye drops in
now? I'll do it in a minute.
Okay, all right.
Okay, anyway, he gets sidetracked. And things begin to crumble for him, and the circus is burned down. And then he partners up with Zach, who helps him to get the business restarted. And this time it's in a tent.
Right. Interesting.
And then over the years becomes the greatest show on earth.
Right. And they get the three rings. Is that where the three rings came from? Like the
Wow.
Sarah, have you ever been to a circus?
Oh, yeah. We used to go every year for my birthday because it would come to Atlanta around my birthday, and I used to get to bring one friend.
Oh,
and nice. I was so excited because I remember the very last year that I went because I was so excited because they were going to have a unicorn that year. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the best. And I brought my friend Melissa Nicholson, and she cried the whole way. And then the unicorn I could tell was just a horse with a horn on
right.
it. And I was so upset.
No.
I was so upset. Yeah. Yeah.
Always, I think I went once as a kid.
Yeah. We took you and Jason and Sean Settlemyer.
That's
and
right.
Dad and I had the most fun watching you kids, your faces and the laughter and the joy you had, especially when the elephants came out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the clowns. So y'all just had the best time.
I think I laughed hardest at the clowns. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the first time I ever saw like a little monkey ride a dog like a horse.
Yeah.
And there was nothing funnier to me than that monkey.
Yeah.
Like, who was seriously getting on that dog.
It's still pretty funny.
It's hilarious. hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that so funny?
It would go so fast. Yeah, because you're like, I wish.
And they're both having a great time, the dog and the monkey.
Yeah. At least it looked like it, that's for sure.
I mean, they're both getting into it, it seemed like. But yeah, but the three rings always feel a little distracting, but it makes sense if you got a big tent like that. Like, here's something for that side, here's something for that side, here's something for that side. Oh, man. So, Mom, at the end of this, did they talk about how PETA pretty much destroyed P.T. Barnum? Like, no more elephants! We're taking them out!
No,
that's pretty much what happened recently, right? The circus...
it's no longer.
Yeah, they're pretty much packed up the tent.
They packed up, yeah. They're
that's
down
right.
In New York, they had the last show at the end of last year.
The last show on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow, is that...
That was informative.
Did we interrupt you? Are you all done with that review, Miss Betty? Sorry about that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, it's fine.
It was fantastic.
How many Tom Little Thumbs do we give it?
Well, if I be honest, I would have given it a 3 thumbs up at the beginning because we weren't really into it. We weren't going there with the thought of being in,
right.
seeing a musical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there was story within the musical,
mm-hmm.
sort of like La La Land, so... By the end of it, we really enjoyed it and glad we went.
So
we would 8 thumbs up.
Out of 10, that's very good.
That's pretty good.
Well, it went from a 3 to an 8.
Ooh,
all within that
jump.
Time span. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole hand.
Mom, just curious, did you see La La Land?
Yes.
I liked it. Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little, wasn't sure what to expect.
I liked it. I didn't love it. I liked it.
I did too.
I thought
the ending. The ending. I was thinking like, it's kind of a cop out because it's like everything kind of happened within that little daydream. Anyway, spoiler alert. well, thank you very much, Mother. That was awesome.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a little less talkative.
No.
Really?
No. I was just like, you know, in the beginning, I didn't want to give the ending away to people. But Mom, you're doing great.
Yeah. I can tell.
Everyone
She's
loves you.
Extremely prepared.
Yes. This was great. I heard the papers rattling around.
Yeah, I know. Can hear it. It's like a newsman.
Yeah.
Dan Rather. We were talking about Dan Rather right before.
Mom, you should get Dad to get a typewriter and just sit in the background and bang on some keys. That'd be great. Hey, by the way, is Dad around? I was going to ask him about his new job, how he's liking being back at work real quick.
Yeah. I want to tell you this, though, before I give the phone to your Dad. Once a month, we have the Catawba County Hickory High School class reunion meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We meet at the snack bar, and I was already seated when Becky Hager come walking in. She said, "No, we have an international star with us." And and everybody said, "Who?" And he said, "Betty Reap. She's on a regular on John and Sarah's podcast."
No way.
He said she. Her daughter in Florida, and she said everybody just loved it.
Look at that, Mama. See, I told you people like you.
And I said, and she said, I didn't realize how country or how hickish we sound until I heard you.
That's hilarious. Hey, well, next time you're at the snack bar, you say, "That's right, now get me some French fries."
Yeah, I'm a celebrity. Buy me some.
That's right.
I get stuff for free.
Okay, well, here's Dad.
Okay, thanks,
Mama.
I love you.
Love
you too.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Dad, what's happening?
Oh, he's not asleep in the recliner.
I don't know, first one thing, then another.
What? How you like being back at work?
Well, I love it. It's sort of like being at home. I don't do nothing.
That's great. But you get to dress up, and you look nice and sharp in your outfit.
I look dashing.
David the Dasher.
Dashing David.
Dashing David.
Mm-hmm.
So anything exciting happened in court or anything that you can talk about?
Well, I can talk about all of it. It just ain't nothing happens. I'm in family court, and sometimes we have some interesting things happening there, but not anything.
Real quick,
not anything really noteworthy. Back to work.
Hang on, Dad. Just real quick. I want to play a game with Sarah and Aaron real quick. We heard a rapper going in the background. Don't tell us what it is. I want you guys to guess first. What's the rapper?
I'm
if it's
guess
a rapper,
cough drop.
Cough drop, Aaron.
A Jolly Rancher.
I must say it's a granola bar wrap. Dad, what kind of wrapper was it?
I'm going to go with a Christmas wrapper.
He's going to guess himself.
Mom, what was it?
Oh, they're guessing about what I'm doing?
Toasted wheat crackers.
Oh.
Toasted wheat crackers. I think I was the closest to that. Anyway.
You were the closest.
I was the closest. It wasn't a cough drop and it wasn't
a Jolly Rancher.
A Jolly Rancher.
But it was a jolly noise.
Sorry, Dad. We were just having fun.
All right. So nothing good is happening in family court.
Your mama just grabbed all that stuff and took it away from me. Now I can't.
Well, I'm sure she'll let you have it back when you hang up the phone.
Anyway, the 2 weeks that I've been back to work is really not anything that's noteworthy that's happened that's amusing or otherwise. You know, okay. People just they come in, they get a divorce, they fight about how much they're going to pay for the kids, and who's going to get the kids, and
right.
That sort of stuff. You know, you can get in California, it's an issue as to who gets the dog now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just California?
Yeah, of course. That's where all those left-handed people live.
Well, I imagine that some people would want, both people might want the dog sometimes.
Wait till people start fighting over there.
What, in North Carolina, is it always the female who gets the dog, or is it sometimes the male?
Well, they don't even bring the dog up. It's a dog.
Oh, nice. We'll just leave it outside and freeze to death. Gotcha.
Yeah, of course.
Speaking of dogs, are you guys going to get a dog?
Probably not.
Okay, good.
I would really like to have one, but especially one of those little Winston Churchill looking dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad wants an English bulldog.
You can make it an emotional support dog and take it to work.
Do you know that those things can ride a skateboard?
Yes.
Oh yeah, English bulldog.
They can surf too.
Yeah,
they're
love
good
them.
At it.
They snore real loud though.
Oh.
Yes, they do.
They'll go right. Perfect with my dad. Both of them together.
Uh-huh.
No one would get any sleep in that house.
I'm always upset that that's our mascot at UGA. It's like it's literally the cutest thing, but those dogs are like super inbred and they don't live long. They don't have a long lifespan.
Yeah, well,
and I'm like, that's not a good metaphor for football.
Well, you know, we're from the South.
That all fits, doesn't it?
Yeah,
we're all inbred.
Well, Daddy, I appreciate you. Tell Mom I love her. I love you. I guess we're done. I appreciate it.
Well, the two of you, I kind of love Tiana there.
Yeah. He's my Facebook friend now.
I love you, too.
I know, Dad. I heard you and Sarah Facebook friends now.
Yeah.
I want to be Facebook friends with Aaron then.
Oh,
oh yeah, Aaron. Okay, I'll hook you up. Aaron, I'll hook you and my mom up.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry.
We're all family now, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to y'all later. Love you.
All
bye.
I right, love y'all.
All right, see you around the campus.
Okay. Bye. That's good times.
I was going to play you this. I found a clip of the movie Shag.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was like.
Hey, I'll dig up an old picture of me. Like, my dad took just regular pictures of us as those characters, and I'll put up on the Instagram.
That would be good. Oh, you can kind of hear the music.
I'm sorry I made you go on that ride.
That ride.
I didn't know you were going to throw up.
That's
I accept your apology.
Phoebe Cates.
Oh, wait, I'm like...
And I'm sorry.
Where's the... I thought that there was going to be, like, music.
I like hearing those accents.
Oh,
there it is. That's definitely Shag.
That's not Shag. They're just freaking
shaggy
advertisements. I hate that. There it is.
Yeah, it's good old beach music right there.
Phoebe Cates.
Oh my gosh, she's
Phoebe
so
Cates.
Hot.
I loved her in
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, yeah.
Coming out of that swimming pool.
I was thinking of Drop Dead Fred, but yeah.
Oh, okay. That too. She's also good in that. Yeah. I don't even know anything else she was in other than that and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But yeah, she was awesome.
Oh, she was
in Goonies.
No.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
That's what I meant to say. Gremlins. I knew it was a G.
I mean, you are. Am I worse at movies than you?
No.
For two people that have been in, you've been in movies. I've only just been in TV.
You know how when you're listening to other talk shows or podcasts and
mm-hmm.
you know the answer and it makes
yes,
you so mad?
It makes you so mad.
I know people do that to us all the time. Now.
I know. Oh my gosh.
So,
I can only imagine.
Sorry, guys. Hey, if you want to actually let us know these things, you can go, you can tweet us at Sarah Tiana.
Yeah.
Or at John Reap.
Yeah.
We're over here at All Things Comedy.
Yeah.
Is it just ATC or is it All Things Comedy?
All Things Comedy.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Let's see what else she was in. Oh, yeah, Gremlins 2. Private School. you remember that movie?
I do, vaguely. It was one of them, like, it was like a kind of rated R. It, like, you know, had a boob or two in it. And I remember those. You go to the new video store and they had their, you know, it's like, just go to the comedy section. But sometimes comedy was split to PG, you know, then R. If it's R, you know, there's at least one boob in there.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. She hasn't really been in a lot of other stuff. Huh. Wonder what happened to her. That's what you need to do a member them on her.
We'll do a member them on her.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you right now. She retired to be Kevin. She's Kevin Klein's wife.
Oh.
Actor is Kevin that right?
Oh, yeah. Spouse.
Good
Kevin
for
Klein.
Kevin
since
Klein.
1989.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she
retired to raise their kids, yeah.
Wow. Whoa. That's awesome. My friend Aaron over there, time frame.
We're at 40.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. We got time 40, for 40. One other little segment then, don't we?
Yeah, so.
I'll give you a choice.
Ooh.
Ooh, well,
I love this.
Now that I did that, I wish I would. I'm taking
no,
it
just
back.
Do the one that you want.
All right, Rednecks Everywhere.
Oh,
wait, do you have a theme song for that one?
Oh.
Because since we're doing it. Might as well
yes.
play it.
Oh, man.
It's okay. It gives me time to go look up the story one more time, make sure my computer
isn't
frozen.
This one is hard
up.
Like because I realized last time when we did it that you can't hear it that well.
Oh, really?
But that's okay.
Because you were recording it right
I was
there.
Recording it in the room with her, like taking a video of her singing it, but
yeah,
that's okay.
That was around Christmas time? Or?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. I can play it here. Yeah.
If you set off fireworks in your car, people are gonna assume that you live down in Florida in your parents' guest room.
But that ain't always true.
That's right. You may just live in Delaware, because there are rednecks everywhere.
Yay!
I really gotta fix it.
I forgot that one.
I forgot about the moo at the end.
There are rednecks everywhere.
There are rednecks everywhere.
And, you know, this one right here is from New York.
Ooh.
New York City.
They got salsa there.
All right. Are you ready for this headline?
here we go.
This is from the New York Post.
Okay.
All right. Dude takes too much Viagra, goes on naked poo-throwing rampage at the airport.
Uh-oh. What day was this on? Do we know where your dad was?
this was January the 8th. He could have been into work.
I could have been everywhere.
That's right.
Go. Okay, takes
all right,
too
so,
much Viagra.
Yeah, this guy, here we go. This bizarre moment happened at the Thai airport.
The Thai airport?
Yeah, it's in Thailand. He's from New York.
Oh.
He was going on a sex vacation, probably, in Thailand.
Sexcation.
Sexcation. Because he took a lot of Viagra. Says here, New Yorker, Steve Cho.
Okay.
27. Cho. Was waiting for a flight to get. Okay, this is where he was going. Incheon, South Korea.
Incheon.
Incheon.
That's the name of the airport in Seoul.
Oh, okay.
Incheon. Yeah, it's Incheon.
He was waiting for a flight.
It's
funny that he's
last
on a,
name's
he's
Cho.
He's on Viagra and he's going to Incheon.
Right, and his last name's Cho, so
Cho.
We don't know how many Incheon there are.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's not a ton of Incheon.
Not 27. That's just how old he was. when he got naked in the departures hall at the Phuket International Airport.
Another great word. Phuket, and he's throwing poo.
This.
You know what I mean?
I just know. Okay. There's going to be more. I guarantee it. Here we go. This crazed holidaymaker terrified onlookers as he ran through the airport throwing his own feces at the staff and public.
Was he riding a dog? Because there's an excuse.
Oh, that'd be great.
If he's riding a dog in a circus, there's an excuse.
Because he also tore through stores, destroying their goods while yelling incoherently on January the 4th. This happened. So it reminded me, I asked my dad on January 4th where he was. Yeah. Six security guards, along with airport staff, finally pounced on Cho before the airport's tourist police arrested him.
You pay a lot of money for pouncing in Thailand.
That's all right. Especially if you've got poo in your hand.
Yeah, at an airport.
Yeah, that's like a whole fetish.
Yeah.
Now check this guy out. This onlooker, his name is Wannabe Ming.
Stop it.
I swear
Stop.
To God. Wanneee Ming. Wannabe Ming, 28, said, "This was the scariest and most disgusting thing I ever saw at an airport."
Okay.
At an airport.
Yeah. He didn't say
He didn't
home.
Say 10 feet outside the airport.
He didn't say at home, right? Or just in his life in general.
Or anywhere in Thailand.
Yes, at work.
Yeah. He goes, and here's his quote. I stayed away from the man in case he attacked anybody. Sounds like the words of a hero. I stayed away in case he attacked anybody because I didn't want to get hurt defending anybody.
I'm not going to get poo on me.
No, I'm going to worry about me.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him. I'm the same thing.
I'm thankful. I usually have to sit next to that person that's got poo on him on the plane.
Right. All right. The airport staff tried to make him calm down, but they were talking to him, but he ignored them. They said it was very bad. The airport did a good job to control him. The naked holidaymaker told officers he had taken too many sex drugs and apologized for the naked outburst. He agreed to pay for any damages.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's nice. He's actually apologizing for it. You know, he's admitting he...
too many sex drugs. It can't be just Viagra. Like, Viagra doesn't make you act like that.
I've heard that it doesn't make you shit yourself. I mean, there's one outcome that's pretty good.
It doesn't make you throw it.
Outcome! Yeah, it doesn't make you want to launch it at people.
I mean, you do have an erection for a really long time. Maybe you just get bored and stir crazy.
Yeah, it's
so you're like, I need some other hobby. You know what I'll do?
Right.
I'll run through an airport and throw my poo at people.
He got really excited for this little sex vacation. You got to pace yourself.
This is isn't this the end?
I think he's already there, right? I mean, well, he's going to Incheon.
Well, so he was in Thailand, but he's from New York.
That's right.
And he was going to Korea.
Maybe he like did that. What's that movie where they did Quaaludes with, God, you know what I'm talking about? Wolf of Wall Street. They get on a plane. You see Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they get on a plane. They take those Quaaludes and they just. You got to pace yourself
nuts
with the drugs.
Yeah, you got to pace
yourself. You can't do it on the plane. You got to wait till you land.
Yeah.
Anyway, the officers brought him to the walkway of the north side of the terminal to avoid other passengers and managed to calm him down, blah, blah, blah. When he regained his composure, he admitted that he took too many Viagra pills and lost consciousness. I think you're right. I think it's not just Viagra.
It can't just be Viagra.
Maybe it was like ecstasy and Viagra.
He's definitely had a little cocktail going on.
Hey!
Yeah, it's...
Cocktail! Inchin!
I said little.
Pounce
cocktail
on him! Little! Oh, my God. Hey, let's see what else we can find in here. However, we would like to...
Is that what the cops said when they tackled him?
Yes, I'm telling you, it's right. I mean... However, we would like to insist that the officers did not harm the man when arresting him, and a strict code of conduct was followed.
What did they grab him by?
Right. Well, think of one thing. Go ahead.
What is that one thing?
Probably his big old painter. All this, it ain't going to be from the rear, I'm telling you that. Too slippery. Not his hand either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, this is gross. It says he was taken to the local police station before officers sent him to a nearby hospital for medical checks and a routine psychiatric assessment. So there we go. That's not Florida. That's not West Virginia. That's not South Carolina. That's not Georgia. That's not North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's a man from New York representing America. Way to
in
go.
In Thailand.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, New York. They're rednecks everywhere, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. It's just like... I just can't imagine being the cop that, like, had to just, like, yeah, like, this cop's, like, had to see that, and they just have to go, like...
Oh, no, right?
Like, not today, man.
No.
Not today.
Yeah.
I didn't have coffee today. Right. Can you imagine?
How far do these taser wires go? I don't want to get near this dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be, like, such a terrible part of the job.
Yeah.
Just, like... having an attack. There was I told you there was that naked man on Santa Monica Boulevard that Riggle and I saw.
No.
Or Riggle saw it. He was telling me that he just saw this naked guy and he was just like, he had both hands up in the air, but he was flapping them, like waving, like waving to everybody with his hands high up like he was on a roller coaster, but waving. And he's running down the middle of the street on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Of course.
Which is Boys Town, kind of like Thailand.
That's right.
And he said, Rob said, he saw the guy run past a police officer in the car. And you just see the police officer go, like this.
Yeah. Right.
Why today?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta, turn around. Go tackle this naked dude.
He probably just got his suit pressed.
That's not what they go into the academy for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Tackling naked filthy homeless poof covered.
I'm in this to solve crime and eat donuts.
I'm here to help people.
And help people. Oh yeah, yeah. Help people.
Protect and serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't want to be served poo on a stick.
I mean, really? I'm gonna at that airport. I mean, that's got to be. A lot of people go there for that reason, you know, the old sex holiday there, Thailand. So I imagine there's other problems like that.
How many times have you gone?
It's like my third. Yeah. I probably know that guy. I know. Was his last name Cho? Oh, I know that guy. Henry Cho. We know Henry.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if it was
Henry? Don't get mad. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Well, there you go. How do you end a podcast better than that?
That guy was fried.
Fried.
Yeah, that's
he was totally
that's
fried.
A great story. Oh my God, that's gonna keep me giggling for hours we leave here.
I'm telling you, the New York Post is my new favorite.
The New York Post.
New York Post is filled with it's a lot of good ones.
Oh man, so that's what
it
I got to
do. Wall Street Journal.
I'm always
then
scouring.
To get New York Post. Right, they're so close.
I'm always scouring like random local news station sites looking for something and.
Yeah,
I don't always find
I guess
the
I follow
best.
Enough weirdos that stuff just pops up on my Twitter. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll remember that one for next week. Well, I think we did good again there, Sarah.
Oh, this is fun. It's
Aaron,
always so
you're growing
fun.
On me, buddy.
Yeah, one day we'll like you,
Aaron. Hey, listen, you and Betty Reap, you be nice to her.
You treat her well.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to this awesome episode of Fried.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And the radio world, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.